I think even, this comparison says it's addressing exactly the problem that I raised this morning. This comparison says refers to the database of body prints that is only the police service dealing with it. It differs from the one that we discussed on page 4.
So,
if we had reworked it on page 4.
No. Even before we reworked it, it does. The difference is that it says the check finds authorized persons against in the case of body prints or fingerprints, the database comes in place as chapter 5A.
Page 28.
Madam Chair, once again, the database is referred to in Chapter 5A. It's a database of the SAP, which is that one containing correctional services, the firearms, and explosives, as well as the databases of the other departments associated in that separate section. Now, I think when we talk of comparison here, comparing with all the databases, and it can be within the databases of the SAP as well. I think it's correct to maintain it in the definition.
Protection is here by substituted for section on entry of the firearms, fingerprint, body prints, and body with samples for investigation purposes. Must immediately destroy them when it is clear that they will not be of value as evidence. Mm-hmm. May cause any prints taken under any power conferred by this section to be subjected to a comparative search. Mm-hmm. A person who has control over prints or samples taken in terms of this section may examine them for purposes of investigation of the relevant offense or cause them to be examined and may cause any print taken under any power conferred by the section to be subjected to a comparative search. Okay? Page 30. We have dealt with this, so it must be corrected. We already have an option, and those the issues around children, aligning them with what the information we have. Page 31. Authorized person means with reference to. Comparative search found it. Page 32. Mm. reasonable grounds to suspect that the person or that one or more of the persons in that group have committed an offence punishable with imprisonment for a period of 5 years. I'll tell you the truth.
You want to make a break, though, aren't you?
This is 9A.
9-1-A.
And this is according to the current Act.
Yes.
I'm telling you, not a lot of some of okay, page 33. The deleting must immediately destroy them when it is clear that they will not be of value as evidence. May cause any print taken under any power conferred by this section to be subjected to an extract. We've already accepted this one. Will result on this. Children issues, the option we covered now. 35. Okay. So we've had some amendments again, which we think they will be effective. We've resolved on some issues that were not resolved yesterday. We've dealt with a safeguard issues which we raised yesterday and were not part of the bill. They are there now. Anything which we want to ask before we take?
It's a long time.
Oh, a long time. Yes. Mr. Jacob has said. Yes. Mr. Jacob, can you take us through the long title?
Thank you, Madam Chair. To amend the Criminal Procedure Act 1977 as to provide for the compulsory taking of fingerprints of certain categories of persons, I think that remains valid. To provide for the taking of prints for investigative purposes. To provide for the retention of prints taken under the Act, and although we have made some differentiation there, I think in general that is correct for us here. To further regulate proof of certain facts by affidavits or certificates. Chair, just a recommendation from Johan. Say to further provide for the retention of funds taken under the Act. Just to insert there, to further provide for the retention of funds taken under the Act. To further regulate proof of certain facts by affidavit or certificate. To further regulate evidence of prints. To amend the Stats Act so as to regulate the storing and use of fingerprints, palm prints. Madam Chair, we should align that to body prints, fingerprints, body prints, and photographic images. So we delete from palm prints to footprints of certain categories of persons. To amend the Firearms Control Act so as to further regulate the powers and restrict on body prints. To amend the Explosives Act 2003 so as to further regulate the powers and restrict on body prints for investigation purposes and to provide for matters for more defenders.
Sorry, Chairperson, can the Commissioner start from after 1995 and read carefully what was in the proposal?
Thank you, Chair. From 1995, so as to regulate the storing and use of fingerprints, comma, then delete palm prints or footprints, then insert body prints. And then the sentence continues as photographic images of certain categories of prints.
Thank you.
because we also just need to make a decision for the destruction of the
for the
destruction.
The destruction.
Detention and
destruction. The other thing that I don't think is covered here is the access to the other database.
And the security. Okay.
Sure, I think it's broadly covered in the, where we say to amend the Pollution Act so as to regulate the storing and the use of fingerprints. But we could insert there including access to other databases.
And security measures.
So I would strongly suggest that we, this is part of the Act that is important. I mean, a lot of what is in the Act is already in the Act. But this is what makes the difference, the fact that you now got access to these databases. And I think it should be there, it should be there. And it's not good enough to say it's covered under that section.
Yeah.
So those databases are not under that section. They're outside of
it. Same applies to the security issues. I mean, that is one of the public major concerns, and I think we need to debate that rather soon.
Madam Chair, as I said, normally we come back to the long title at the back of the process, but we will certainly, with the amendments, everything, we will again check everything that possibly left out and to
and putting this, that is all the different list by members.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else? That's on this bill. I should think we've gone through. We'll be breaking for tea, but before we do that, we will request our learned friends here to again claim this bill. And I will request that I get a copy of the claimed bill tomorrow. From the side of the portfolio committee, we will send copies to the minister in the Department of Correctional Services, Home Affairs, Police, Justice, and transport as well, yes. And we'll request that they discuss this, they look into this bill as it stands now, discuss it with their HOD, and see if there are still issues that will pose challenges to them as they implement the bill and as different departments. We will not also be adopting this bill today, and because we are not adopting this bill, we will still allow anyone who wants to make input on this bill to come and make input, be it in writing or oral submission, until next year when we meet with what we have said today and that which we shall extort at home, we were then going to adopt the bill. So we were allowing enough time for members, because indeed the work that we are doing here is very good, but we can, as we move on page 111, probably having not read that form thoroughly and apply our mind, we might omit or include things that might create problems tomorrow. So we'll also be giving time to members to go through this bill. Of course, unfortunate members will be gone. They might not get the tomorrow's green bill, but at least we have an idea as to what we have said. Okay, it will be emailed to members, yes. So we'll be emailed to members so that they can go through it. When we come back, we'll take into account all those inputs. We will finalize the bill, we'll adopt it, we'll debate it. The sooner that happens, the better, so that we can talk to the bill on the side here. Annelies, on the table.
Chairperson, just a suggestion that came from Commissioner Jackson as well, that also the Department of Health may send to the Minister of Health.
The Minister of Health.
Madam Chair, is that going to involve some kind of advert? Should we not be putting the advert in the newspaper if we are opting, allowing other people to make submissions? Perhaps they should know that there is now a report.
No, we're not. We advertise.
So on what basis are they going to be saying people can make submissions? Is it only us, or is it going to be outside people as well?
Department, is it outside?
department people. But there might be somebody who wants to make an input request. We will not do that.
And I just actually want to say, I think that we've had lots to say about officials when they aren't doing their job properly, and I think we need to say a big thank you to the department for coming up with this bill overnight, where they
Thank you very much. Let's just break for 5 minutes, tea. When we come back, Mr. Ilange, you're going to present that. I believe you mean not more than 30 minutes. So it's 10 minutes break.
Madam Chair, do you want me to stay here for this, or do you want to go to the report committee?
I don't know if it's on the left. I'm We went to set number.
Thank you very much, Chair. I've distributed the hopefully it's not too brief, but a rather concise document this morning. Everybody should have it. It says a basic summary of main features of the South Africa 2008. Chair, I also undertake, for those members who are interested, I will forward the whole version of the Act to the Secretary. And so it will be available. It's a very long piece of legislation, I might add. Chair, and before I turn to this document, just to update members on the status of this Act. This is one of those pieces of legislation that was a very long time in the making, was introduced in Parliament. Already. It was passed eventually in 2007, 2008 Act. It will commence on the 1st of April next year. That is the date that's provided for the Act itself. It can commence on an earlier date, but not later than the 1st of April 2010.
in form that is encouraged that this probably makes work a lot better now. Furthermore, there is a set of regulations that need to be promulgated in order to facilitate the operation of this act. This is in an advanced stage. As we go through this document, you see that there are certain fora being created in terms of the act. Those fora have been created. The work preparation for the commencement has already started. These regulations must be tabled in Parliament, also in terms of the act translated on the 1st of December 2009. That is in a month, less than a month of time. The regulations were published around August for public comment. Return date somewhere in September was given. The draft has been more or less finalized. I've spoken to the people responsible this morning and they informed me that we are still in contact. So people can look forward to the regulations, the draft regulations for the act to be tabled by the 1st of December. I may add, at this point in time, the draft are with the responsible ministers and they are in the process of reverting to the department. That is just to inform everybody as to the status, including myself, should I ever say anything for that. Section 28 of the Constitution emphasizes the best interests of children and singles them out for special protection, affording children in conflict with laws specific to safeguard, among others, the right not to be detained except as a measure of last resort, at least detained only for a short period of time, to be treated in a manner and to be kept in conditions that take account of the child's age, to be kept separately from adults, and to separate boys from girls when in detention. Also, give children the right to family, parental, appropriate maternity care, to be protected from maltreatment, neglect, abuse, or degradation, and not to be subjected to practices that could endanger the child's well-being, education, physical, mental health, or spiritual, moral, or social development. In broad terms, the Act is intended to establish a criminal justice system for children who are in conflict with the law and are accused of committing offences. It gives effect to Section 28 of the Constitution and South Africa's international obligations, thus being a signatory to the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child and the African Charter on the Rights and Welfare of the Child. Both significant features of the Act are firstly that it raises the minimum age of criminal capacity for children from 7 to 16 years old. In other words, nobody younger than 10 years can ever be prosecuted for commission of an offence. Children under 10 years cannot be prosecuted. Children between 7 and 14 years are presumed to lack criminal capacity unless the state proves beyond reasonable doubt that the child was able to appreciate the difference between right and wrong, which is at the time of the commission of the offence, and was able to act in accordance with that appreciation. The Act is aimed largely at children between 10 and 18 years. It places a great emphasis on the assessment of children in conflict with the law soon after they are accused of committing an offence in order to ensure that the individual needs and circumstances are taken into account. Provide for special processes or procedures for securing the attendance of children at court, their release from detention, replacement if they require to remain in custody. In this regard, the arrest is a measure of last resort and other methods of securing the attendance in court by exercise. If they are required to be detained before the appearance in court or pending the trial, they are to be detained in a police cell or prison only as a measure of last resort. It creates an informal and territorial police cell procedure called the preliminary inquiry. I'm not going to cover all of that here. I'm going to teach you item 5 there. It's also designed for the education of matters involving children who are not diverted, especially constitutional child of sports. It also provides for a wide range of new sentencing options specifically suited to the needs of children, with an emphasis on restorative justice. It provides for the expungement of criminal records to children who have been convicted of death, serious offenses in certain circumstances. The criminal record of the child can be expunged after 5 years after conviction in the case of an offensive purpose level 1, and 10 years after conviction in the case of an offensive purpose level 2. Here for the purposes of the bill that we're discussing at the moment, the following aspects or provisions of the Act are particularly or directly relevant. Firstly, it's important to note that that the Child Justice Act must be read in conjunction with the Criminal Procedure Act. The Child Justice Act creates special procedures and mechanisms for children, but it also falls back on many of the provisions of the Criminal Procedure Act. This is confirmed by Section 4(3) of the Act, which says that Criminal Procedure Act applies where the necessary changes act may be required by the context within the person referred to in the section itself, except in so far as this act itself does not provide for amended provisions or different provisions or procedures in respect of that person itself. For the purposes of paragraph A, she requires the act, which is not part of the act and does not have a force of law, contains an exposition of the interface between the Criminal Procedure Act and this act. Then the Assessed Schedule 5 has an introduction which provides that the heading there is orders of the provisions of the Criminal Procedure Act and their relationship with the child that is involved. It says the schedule contains an exposition of the interface between the Criminal Procedure Act and the child that is act. It provides guidelines for persons involved in the application of the child that is act. The schedule does not form part of the act, does not have the force of law. It is intended only to provide guidance and clarity in respect of contained in both acts. The schedule should be seen in the context that the Child Justice Act creates numerous new procedures which are not evident from the exposition. The blank space in the third column indicates the restrictions of the Criminal Procedure Act, which is not been affected by the Child Justice Act and which is still applied in respect of children. Moreover, section 4 of the Child Justice Act provides the Criminal Procedure Act applies in relation to children, except so far as the Child Justice Act provides for an investigation over different procedures. Sections 37, 225, and 272 of the Criminal Procedure Act have a bearing on fingerprint and identification of the raid. The table contained in Schedule 5 indicates that these provisions are not affected by the Child Justice Act. Then, secondly, Section 79 of the Act deals with regulations, directives, national instructions, and the register. Section 79.5 requires the National Commissioner of the South African Police Service must submit the national instructions provided for in the substation to Parliament 30 days before they are issued. In other words, Parliament will have an opportunity to look at the instructions and will probably refer to the committee, and there will be a possibility of an input from that side. And after the expiry of the 30 day period, it can be published in the text. Be there, the National Commissioner must have a training course, which must include training on the National Instruction for the section, including social conflict training, and provide for promoting use of uniform norm standards, which is to ensure that all police officials are able to deal with child justice matters in an appropriate, efficient, and sensitive manner. Section 799 provides that the directors of National Instruction must ensure that adequate action are taken against any functionary who fails to comply with any duty imposed on him or in terms of the Act. She's skipping to page 7 there at the bottom. There's a clause 2 or section 2 of the Act deals with the objects of the Act, and you can read that at their leisure. I want to draw attention to E there, which says that one of the objectives of the Act is also to promote cooperation between government departments and government departments and NGOs, and civil society to ensure an integrated and holistic approach in the implementation of the Act. There's a section 3 containing guiding principles. Again, an important one, there's probably that every child should, as far as possible, be given an opportunity to participate in the proceedings of the jury in the formal and included lawyer proceedings in terms of the Act, where decisions are taken in order to make the statement. And then G, parents, appropriate adults and guardians should be able to assist children in proceedings in terms of this Act, and wherever possible, participate in decisions affecting them. And I think one must be quite clear from this that the scheme of this Act envisages that it is not desirable for children to be dealt with in isolation. Child should at all times be assisted, whether by a parent, whether by a legal representative, whether by a social worker, but it's definitely within the spirit of this Act. And I think all those mechanisms that have been created, not necessarily the directives, but there's also an interdepartmental forum and policy guidelines that must be framed by the Minister of Justice and also tabled to Parliament. I think it will be the duty of those involved to ensure that is one of the main objectives to be in respect to that the child is at all times assisted and never on his own. The national policy framework, we refer to it in page 9 of the document. I'm not going to go into too much detail there. I have to point out that the Minister of Justice and Justice must have this national, must sustain this national policy framework. On the next page, within 2 months after this mentioned of the Act, it must be adopted and must be tabled in Parliament. Then you'll see further on there's an intersectoral committee established. This committee must actually draft the policy framework and work that needs to be followed. 2 months after the commencement of the Act, in other words, we're looking at probably April, May, June. By June, July next year, this policy framework will need to be followed. On page 12 there at the bottom, another provision I'd like to put attention to is that the Minister of Justice, after the consultation with the Cabinet members responsible for social and security, which is doing our police, correctional services, social development, education, and health must, within 1 year of the commencement of the Act, submit reports to Parliament by each department or institution for 2 on the implementation of the Act, and every year thereafter must submit those reports to Parliament. Chair, and I speak to page 14, contains all the regulations, directives, national statutes, and register. I will discover that. Already, safe to point out that the Minister may has got a wide regulation making discretion, authority to make regulations, make regulations regarding any matter which is required and permitted by the Act to be prescribed by regulation or any other matter which is necessary or expedient to be prescribed in order to achieve the objectives of the Act. I think the only other oddity that I already referred to very briefly is the oddity that Schedule 5, which explains the interface between the Criminal Justice Act and the Child Justice Act. is not part of the act, not part of the child. In other words, it doesn't have the force of law. It's really a guideline for those implementing the act. So if there is any consistencies or inconsistencies between the two acts, obviously the child justice act will enjoy preference from the legal perspective. And it is exactly there that I think there might indeed be scope to develop those issues, which even in the schedule it is identified as an open area, in other words, that the CPA is still dominant. Because it's not part of the law, it leaves a lot of leeway to fill in gaps where those gaps are perceived. As I said, quite clearly, the national commissioner must specifically issue directives when it comes to identification parades, one of the issues that were raised. In fact, very good that he's also pointing out of evidence, etc., which is very appropriate. But I've already personally thought that there might be room for small things like how you deal with a child when you back to the difference. The question that he wants to consider is where do you deal with that? In the regulations coming up, in the policy framework, in the Child Justice Act, and possibly looking at it, this bill, even if this bill is dealing with now, is there some cross reference or something to that effect? Thank you.
I think what we said earlier on, to say to our people here, make sure that aspects of that bill do align to this pillow, this piece of legislation is important. Then maybe following the discussions that we have, then probably the manner in which we raise issues. For me, the objects of this act are very important. Protect the rights of children provided for in the Constitution. Promote the spirit of Ubuntu in the child justice system through all these things, fostering children's sense of dignity and worth, particularly after Lulek George raised serious issues. Reinforcing children's respect for human rights, that is key. Supporting reconciliation by means of restorative justice, we were raising issues there, involving parents, provide for special treatment of children in the child justice system. And I think that is what Jelang is talking about, Mr. Jelang is talking about, to say even maybe we might have to even check on whether we are correct as to where and how should we take those fingerprints, the same as we would do for the adults, something that says. Prevent children from being exposed to the adverse effects of the formal criminal justice system. Promote cooperation between government departments. But I think these issues are very critical. What they are commanding us to do is to check as to whether we're not treating children in this case as adults in any way. Because what this act is saying is that we have got to treat them differently. And I think that is very key and very, very, very important. So we request our legal people to look into that using this act and see that we are not contradicting the act, we are not in conflict with this one act. Otherwise, it will be challenged. Anyone who wants to ask or add something?
What you said covers that. Over and above that, while we were speaking, I think the one gap that we still have in the act that we must look at as well, the making of regulation. There's only a reference on page 24 to national instructions that the National Commissioner must make in consultation with the Minister, but nowhere do we refer to making of regulation, and I think we must look at that as well. I have a discussion, we don't have to do it now, but whether we want those regulations regarding this bill to come back to Parliament, or not necessarily, but some of the things that we need to consider as well. Ted, can I just say, and the reason why I'm raising this is you will remember there was comments from one of the people that made the submission, I can't remember who, one of the organizations that made the submission, on an adult being present when fingerprints are taken, body prints are taken, etc. And it was basically said they don't see the need for that in their comments. And, you know, the mere fact that SAP says they don't see the need for that raises question marks in my mind on whether we should not have a look at the final regulations before they are actually implemented.
Chairperson, we always have a very difficult understanding the regulation to be able to. Not that we want to okay them, but we just want to see them so that we know exactly what it means, because sometimes they contradict what they've already agreed to. It is wise, therefore, when they finalize the regulation and so on, just to make us say so that we are not confronted by the people, by the things that we have never left. And then you find them in the regulation, which are contrary to what you think or throughout the year as a committee. Thank you, Chair.
I think we've got to look into all those issues. The matter of fact, when a child is arrested, a parent or a social worker, something like that, must be conducted immediately so that the child is not sent to prison by right, but they are just thrown to the deep.
Okay, just on a more serious note, during this recess, I will, in collaboration with Peter de Villiers, work on articulating my voice so that I can
I think we've covered this one. I was just going through the list of things that we said we will look into. We've gone through the bill itself. Safeguards have been, attended to children's issues. The land is presented that, and we are giving instructions to our legal people here to assist us with that. Storage of fingerprints is resolved that. Page 24, section 3A and B are countries in Geneva. What is that all about?
Page 23.
Page 24 of the yesterday's document.
24.
Page. Section 3A and B.
Where we had the police official commanding the division was responsible for the development, implementation, and
management. Okay. We have taken that out. And section 36B3C, it has already been added. And then what is outstanding here is the implementation phase is requested yesterday. But I don't think we have to. What we will be doing, we will request the department to provide us with this information so that when we meet next year we have that information. I don't think we'll have it right now. That is that about this bill for today. I want us to move on to something else. Unless Honorable George wants to say something, I can see he wants to talk, but I don't think he will talk.
No. I just wanted to
members, we I think this is our very last meeting. I think it will be proper that we say something about ourselves. Understanding the fact that again next year we are going to have a strategic workshop, but to evaluate our work and plan our way forward. But I should think maybe it is just important for us to be reminded about those things that we agreed we're going to do during this 5 years. First, we said our vision is that of being effective, efficient, and sustainable in order to ensure a secure, peaceful, and safe South Africa, just to mention a few. And amongst the core objectives that we set for ourselves, we said the committee will pass bills that will be introduced by the executive, initiated by the portfolio committee or members of parliament. We said this will be in terms of the constitution. Way in the committee will deal with Section 75 bills and Section 76 bills. We also said that we will use different mechanisms to oversee the executive actions such as committee meetings, debates in plenary, submit questions in the National Assembly for oral or written replies, oversight visits, public hearings. We'll participate in the work of the committee by means of public hearings, public participation, yes, we said it will be by means of public hearings. invitation of written submissions on topical matters and legislation, involvement of organizations and entities. We also set to engage and participate on overseas international relations. We'll meet with delegations from other countries and interact with international organizations in or visiting South Africa, undertake international visits to learn from other countries' best practices, process, treaties, and protocols. To promote cooperation, we said the committee will play a role in promoting cooperation between portfolio committees, select committees, provincial standing committees on safety and security, and other standing committees. These were our core objectives. I will then not go into key issues that we said we're going to deal with. I just wanted to remind members. I will therefore afford members an opportunity to bid farewell to one world another and wish each other a Christmas, but maybe to comment on our work so far as a portfolio committee. And probably members can raise those things which they think they should form part of our first term next year, if they feel like doing that. I can imagine if I say every member, it will be, we need 10 hours. Maybe it will be proper that I say per party, so anyone can speak on behalf of a particular party that is here before we close. Let me start with the new party in government, in parliament, Honorable George.
I favor it in the office.
Well, thank you very much, Madam Chair. Mostly, it has been very exciting to some of us, especially coming back to this committee. With you, I want to change
and it's been a YouTube group.
and I chaired this committee, and of course I left for government, and I discover that when I come back there are only two people who are still there, and but I explain both of them.
I mean, Ms. Collard, I think you did not hear that.
I'm very excited to be back with you in this committee. But I'm also excited that I see the determination of the shepherds.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I like in my life is that when you are given a responsibility, to do it to the best of your ability.
Yeah.
And that is what I observe in the shepherds. And I think if you keep it like that, shepherds, we go a long way as a committee.
Yeah.
I must also say that the commitment of the members of the committee, every time we come to a new committee, most of the members are there, they attend, under difficult conditions, even those who are coming from smaller parties, but the field they attend, which to us is our job. I'm just saying, I think we have got a whole work to do, especially in terms of, this is a very important committee. Deal and fight crime and bring the levels of crime down in this country is one of the major challenges, and which we must all of us in this house commit to fight together. There will be areas where we will not agree. I don't want to get into that, especially on this day. It's important that on a last day like this, I don't talk about those issues which we vehemently disagree, especially this committee. But I think the commitment from all of us to know that we have to bring the levels of crime down is important. I wish to say to all of you, and enjoying the festive season. Those who do partake in liquor, don't drink and drive. Because we want it back. I want also to say to the gentlemen, especially from the department, police, they've been of great assistance. We need to appreciate that. There were times when we had to chase them back. But it, I must say, I know probably Chairperson will say that it was not done best. The aim was not to humiliate you, but the aim was to make sure that we work together and we take each other here. Thank you very much.
Well, Chairperson, firstly, I must thank you as a Chairperson of the Board for your human relations among us as members of this committee and the respect that you accord us individually and separately. Again, thank to the members for working I always have a problem when Lady George and Ali are sitting next to each other because I have that problem because I have to separate them every now and then. But Jefferson, thank you very much. Everything that has been done, especially this term, it was done in a good spirit. It was done to make sure that we govern the country and we are in charge. Therefore, even our people who are presenting to us, they must say that we are in charge. And we are not saying any bad things to them, but we are making them understand that we are all in it together. Therefore, thank you very much for your comments, and thank you very much for your chair. Thank you very much.
I must confess something, Chairperson. For the first time, the two of us were talking about you during tea break.
How can you say that?
No. And obviously, everybody's curious to know what we're saying. We were saying we have been an excellent Chairperson. We had all the nice, positive things that we have. How you led the committee, how you allowed free interaction, how everybody was treated to this respect, and highly appreciate that. And this committee is one iceberg of the level in Parliament. The relationship between different members of the different parties is excellent. When the friends are walking there and there's been an offset, it would be difficult for them to know who becomes which because of the excellent way we are living to one another and because of your leadership. I want to say thank you very much, and all the members, thank you for all of your best efforts. We all have given our best, and I really wish that you have an excellent Christmas season and that none of you have a mishap or an accident, that we all come back refreshed and rejuvenated and ready to tackle our greatest enemy, which is Christ. And also to the officials, thank you very much for helping us. Especially that particularly Commissioner Jacob. It is true that a few times when the officials came, we were not happy, we sent them back, we should be in the right spirit. And yesterday when he was told that this deal must be done tonight, we want it tomorrow, he did exactly what he was expecting of him, and we want to say thank you. So, every member, thank you very much, Jeremy. Thank you very much for your patience with everybody else and for the good work that you've done.
Thank you very much, Chair. I think the members, some of whom I've worked with longer than others, would know that I would be the first person in this room tell you if I thought you were useless at your job. but I have to say, and I have told you, that I think you've done an exemplary job chairing this. You are, to my knowledge, the first and only chairperson in Parliament of a portfolio committee who's received a green light to umpire the business day. I'm still searching for copies. I will find it. And that in itself is a rare accolade, and I have to congratulate you on the job that you've done. It is a tough committee, but you can see that I think, and I agree, it's probably the best committee. I've sat on other committees, and some of them are so useless. We have together sat with another committee where the researcher fell asleep at the table. I'm still recovering from that. Yeah, so believe me, we're extremely lucky. We have Jeremy who keeps things ticking over even when he would like to tear his hair out. It all works and it all comes right on the night. And our the officials that we work with are really the best in the country. I mean, you can't do better than this group here. And when they say they're going to put something together, it happens. We have extraordinary people. It's a fantastic team that actually comes together. But for the caliber of work we have to do, we need this team. And we really thank you as a chair and wish you well for your break. And I hope you do have one. And I hope that we don't have another Robert McBride incident the day before Christmas, because my family will excommunicate me. I wish you all well for Christmas and the break. And I look forward to seeing you again in January. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Chair
President.
Chair President, just before I continue, the Honourable George has requested that the bill not be emailed to him. He doesn't have access to emails, but it's hoped to.
Because it's in Tanzania.
That was on a lighter side. But I think certainly on behalf of the African National Congress, we would want to echo the sentiment of all others that have spoken here and to congratulate you, Chairperson, on the what I think is the outstanding and excellent manner in which you have guided this portfolio committee. I think we haven't spoken amongst ourselves, but certainly when you talk, we are highly impressed with your leadership and with the manner in which you've brought this committee together. So we'd like to congratulate you on that and to say that we look forward to working with you in the coming year and trust that we will continue on the same path. I think also to say to members, agreeing with others that the attendance has been good. However, I think we must always remember that we are here for one reason, and one reason only, and that's to serve the people of South Africa. Regardless of who gave us our mandate, who voted for who, at the end of the day, we are here to serve. And so I think that certainly in the coming year, we will all have to put in a big effort to make sure that we continue with the type of attendance and to encourage those who don't always. I think also we want to say that certainly from our side that we appreciate the cooperation of all parties here in this committee. We may have our times when we fight and when we go for each other, particularly in the chamber. Yeah. But I think one of the things that I've always said to people who are not in Parliament, friends, people who ask me about Parliament, I always say to them, you know, what you see on TV in the chamber, that's a show. You know, we go for each other. That's the way of expressing it. Often you walk outside and you shake hands. But the real commitment, the real work of Parliament is the other committee. And I think that the manner in which we worked together since the election has been exemplary. We will always have our disagreements. We will always have issues in which we will attack each other on. But I think in the committee it's been done in a friendly manner. We've been able to express our differences. But I think the cooperation and the working together is excellent. And I certainly hope that that will continue in the future. Maybe just in conclusion to to thank the committee section for the support which they've given, and in fact to say thank you to everybody in Parliament who has done work for the committee, whether it be the catering services, whether it be the people that make focus test copies, whatever it is, to say thank you very much for the assistance to the department, the ministry. Thank you as well for your help, for your assistance. Please convey to the minister as well and the deputy minister our appreciation for their assistance, for being in the house for questions. I think generally our minister's always been there, with the exception of last week he wasn't around. But generally he's always there and he takes questions and he's available. I've touched on all of those, but I think then in conclusion really just to say to wish everybody Godspeed, wishing God's richest blessings in this Christmas period. Have a good rest, have a good break with your families. Don't forget about your constituency, don't forget about the people that we're elected to serve. And we look forward to seeing everybody next year and continuing to work in the spirit of the work so positive. Thanks very much.
No, thank you very much. I just want to say among the 10 government priorities that were outlined by the President in the State of the Nation address, one of them is crime fighting. But it is also true that all parties during our elections in 2004 in their manifestos had fight against crime as a priority. Also, it is true that all South Africans, including our international visitors, cited crime as a challenge for South Africa, and they therefore always ask questions related to crime fighting, prevention or combating. This simply means that our work as a portfolio committee can never be business as usual. It has to, as it has this term, reflect some agency effectiveness, efficiency, as we oversee the department and our related stakeholders. I think therefore it is proper for me to first thank the members of this portfolio committee for their hard work, ethical and professional conduct, and the manner in which they seriously take their work. I have been encouraged by our willingness to do more, to walk an extra mile, as well as respect for one another. I have received personally support from all of you across the political line. Respect from the members of the portfolio committee and support, our committee secretary, our researcher, the minister's staff, my secretary, even from the department officials. I have, as a person, felt your support and protection, particularly when we meet our international visitors, and sometimes when they ask those difficult questions, and I will see all the members in this committee ensuring that they tackle those questions. I would not have asked for a better portfolio committee. I think you are just the best. During the constituency period, let us visit some police stations. Let us use our monitoring tools. It is important that we indeed have our subcommittee, which I think will consist of, Honorable Annelisa, Honorable Kolabanat, Honorable Reverend Mishwe, which when we come back we'll have to look into or review our monitoring tools. And we'll be looking forward to that task team completing that work at least by the end of February next year. We started the term of this fourth parliament on a high note following the election. We are amongst the few committees that today have a five-year stretch plan. We are able to evaluate ourselves because of this guiding document. We scrutinized the budget of the department, of the ICT, and we debated it. I think our debate was objective. It was of high quality. Within the time constraints, we engaged the department, ICGC, Secretary Secretariat, CIRA, on their annual and financial report. The restructuring taking place in some of these entities we hope will bring some positive results. We can expect that. We have participated in the processing of safety at sports and recreational events though. We made valuable contributions there. The Criminal Law Forensic Procedures Amendment Bill that is before the committee, the decision to split it and keenness to want to finalize it, yet not compromising its quality, proof beyond doubt. In fact, proof beyond any reasonable doubt, so says lawyer, our commitment to an integrated criminal justice system. We really deserve to take some leave. We have to rest a little bit. I want to wish all the honorable members of this portfolio committee and their families a special and merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. We will extend our wish of a merry Christmas and prosperous New Year to the ministry, for the police, the national commissioner and his managers, the staff in the Department of Police, particularly our police officers who will be working day and night during this festive season, the secretariat, the ICD staff, CETA, the Hawks, the CIRA, Metro Police, and staff of all institutions that we work or deal with. Let us find time to go to church and spend quality time with our families and loved ones. Drive safe, arrive alive. May the Almighty God have mercy upon all of us. God bless you. I thank you very much.
Goodbye. Enjoy your Christmas. I hope it goes well. And I will see you January, I believe we're starting. There we go again.
Don't forget my.
No. I'm looking for it. I've left messages. I've sent emails, but I'll check it out. This is not yours. Is that, hello. Are you one a person who should have that in his pocket? Okay. Bye bye.